the King of Kings and the Lord of Kings. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, have your way and bless everyone tonight as we move into this broadcast. Let the blood of Jesus Christ speak better things to our lives and ministry. God, speak your word and save, heal, deliver us and bless. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. Adore you. Lord, we adore you. We adore you. Lord, we praise you. We worship you, Lord, we adore you. We adore you, Lord, we thank you. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are all welcome. As many that are coming from all over the world, I can see a lot of people came in from every nation, from every tongue, from every kindred. God bless you for joining us in this broadcast tonight. I tell you, God's going to do something good in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. It wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is it. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. In one accord. Something great is already happening. Something greater is in stock. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. Something wonderful. Great and marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something wonderful. Great and marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to you. This very day, something good is going to happen to you. because Jesus of Nazareth is Father Yahweh. Because Jesus of Nazareth is Father Yahweh. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to me. This very day, something good is going to happen to you. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing away. 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 All you need is to touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. Oh, 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 all I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from God. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from God. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from God. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from God. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch God. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. Hallelujah. We praise God. We thank God today for being with us and seeing us through all this time. God is wonderful. Who is wonderful is Jesus. Who is wonderful? Who is wonderful is Jesus. Who is wonderful? Shout hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Who is wonderful is Jesus. Who is wonderful is Jesus. Yes, everyone is welcome. Those on Facebook, Twitter, link, YouTube, you know, all the social networking media, wherever you are joining us from, you are all welcome from various nations and countries of the world. Everyone is welcome. We don't discriminate. We are not racist. We are not tribalistic people. We believe in Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are working with him. He is working with us. We don't discriminate. We love everybody. We love you. And Jesus loves you Y'all, welcome in the name of Jesus. We're going to be talking about wisdom is the principal thing today, the topic God laid in my heart to share with us tonight for everyone to benefit, because in this end time, we see wisdom is very necessary. First of all, let us define wisdom. People have different definitions of the word wisdom, but I want to simplify it. Wisdom is sense, the ability to know what to do, when to do it, and how best to do it. I'm trying to simplify the definition of wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to know what to do, when to do it, and how best to do it. And wisdom comes from God, like the scripture says. Every wisdom comes from above. There's worldly wisdom, but there is heavenly wisdom that comes from God. We're going to look at all that in the scripture. And the word of God says, does anyone lack wisdom? Is there anyone who is in need of wisdom? Let that person ask God, who giveth to all men liberally. That's the book of James, chapter 1. God gives to all men liberally. James, chapter 1, from verses 5 to 7. God gives to everyone liberally. So tonight, God is going to impart wisdom to you, because he is very willing to give it out. You ask and you receive. You seek, you find. You knock, it shall be open unto you. You know, everyone that seeketh, findeth. Everyone that knocketh, is open. Everyone that asketh, receive it. That's what it is. So the scriptures are vast. It's taken from Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 5 to 9. That's our main text. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived in his days, he had an experience with God, and God even gave him wisdom, you know, that passed all the kings of his day. And he wrote the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Songs of Solomon. So in this picture, we're going to discover how you can also receive the wisdom of God for you to excel, for you to prosper, for you to break through, for you to make it in life, for you to have good success. Oh, yes, this is very important. Many people don't want to look at this aspect of the scripture. They think Christianity is just being born again and speaking in tongues, going to church. That's not all. You need to know. Knowledge is power. See, my people perish for lack of knowledge. People don't have knowledge. They don't have wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So they perish. But I pray that tonight no one is going to perish, because God is going to impart to every one of us the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for us to excel in life and in ministry and every aspect. God is imparting to us tonight. Yes. And even if you have got wisdom before, God is going to add some more. You know, not an ankle deep anointing, not a loin deep anointing, but overflowing anointing. Yes, someone asked for double portion. Prophet Elijah, he asked for double portion, and he got it. Can you imagine? Somebody asked for double portion. Maybe another person asked for just single portion, and he got a single portion. But I like what Elijah. When Elijah asked for double portion, and he got double portion, I want to ask for double portion. I want to have double portion. Oh, yes. So in Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 5 to 9, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. In all thy getting, get wisdom and get understanding. For wisdom will promote you, wisdom will exalt you, wisdom will lift you to new heights. And all that is mentioned in Proverbs chapter 4 from from verse 5 to 9. So the real thing is wisdom, sense, ability to know what to do, when to do it, and how best to do it. This is very important. The opposite of wisdom is foolishness. When you see people who are foolish and stupid in life, it is they lack wisdom. They don't have it. So they do stupid things. They do foolish things. And you'll be wondering, what's wrong with this person? What's the problem of this person? The person simply lack wisdom. That's why the book of James chapter 1 from the Bible says, does any of you lack wisdom? Let him or her ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. God is very willing to give, but you need to ask him. And if you look at 1 Kings chapter 3, 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 10 to 15, you see King Solomon made a sacrifice, 1,000 burnt offering in Gibeon. When he became king, he made a seed. He sowed a seed of 1,000 burnt offering. In 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 10 to 15, you see it again in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6, you see all this about how Solomon made a sacrifice that opened the doors for him to have that breakthrough in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He made a sacrifice. He made a 1,000 burnt offering. You know, he sowed a big seed. I've had a preacher say, if I use an elephant to sow a seed, you can imagine what I'm really expecting. If somebody used rat to sow a seed, the person is not thinking big. Use a rabbit to sow a seed, you are not thinking big. But when you see someone who is sowing a big seed, oh, I like the days of the Bible. You know, sowing a big seed, a ram, sowing a big seed, a 1,000 burnt offering. That's a big seed that Solomon sowed in the kingdom, in the work of God. And in the same night, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 10 to 15, in the same night he sowed that seed, God appeared to King Solomon in the dream and asked him a question. Solomon, what do you want me to give to you? What do you want me to do? You have sowed a seed, the sacrificial seed. Now, I want to answer you, but I want you to talk. Tell me something. See, ask and ye shall receive. This blind Bartimaeus was calling Jesus to help. When Jesus turned to him, Jesus said, what do you want me to do? Jesus was seeing Bartimaeus blind. Bartimaeus was already a blind man. Jesus was seeing him blind. Yet, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want from me? Because it's a spiritual principle. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Let me tell you this. God is not an impostor. God is not going to impose on you. He will ask you, what do you want? Oh yes, what do you really need? What are your needs? What are your wants? What are you looking for? What's your prayer request? And Solomon was very clear. Say, Lord, give me wisdom. An understanding heart that I will be able to lead your people. And the speech pleased God. God was very happy. Solomon, I thought you were going to ask for the life of your enemy. I thought you were going to ask for physical things. You are asking for spiritual things. Oh, not only am I granting you your heart desire, I've even added those things that you didn't even ask for. I'm adding all of them together. Blessings and prosperity and victory and success and grace, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, popularity, fame, everything you ever need in life. I have already answered all of them by the way you prayed. Hallelujah. I want every believer, every Christian to pray the way Solomon prayed. Solomon asked for spiritual things. And because he asked for spiritual things, God gave him physical things as well. Now listen to this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Ask for the kingdom of God. Ask for the things of the Spirit. And then all other things shall be added. Solomon did not ask for physical things first. Solomon asked for spiritual things. God, grant me wisdom and understand. I want to be able to lead your people in the rightful way. God, grant me an understanding heart. You know, he was very sincere. This is what I need. And God said, your prayer is so sweet. Solomon, your prayer is so good. It's called 100%. You didn't ask for the life of your enemies. You didn't ask. You see, this is the only prayer in the Bible that God was excited about. Read through the whole scriptures. I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation 2, 3, 4 times. This prayer of King Solomon is the only prayer that pleased God. And the Bible says that this prayer of King Solomon pleased God. So there are prayers that will please God. There are prayers that will not please God. God is not bound to answer your prayer. Must you force God? You can pray some stupid, foolish prayer and God is not just answering. You can't arrest God. You create God. You are just a human being that God created. So who are you? You know, who are you before the Almighty God? You know, you can't compare God to do things. You know, Solomon, I thought you were going to ask for the life of your enemy. Like others do, they ask for physical things first. They don't put spiritual things in. It must spiritual things first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all other things shall be added unto you. That spirit, that principle is a very serious principle. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. It's a spiritual law. You seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Solomon passed that step. And God bless Solomon. You know, sometimes people think that God is not interested in your being blessed. That's not true. The Abrahamic covenant in Genesis chapter 12, in Genesis chapter 12, God established the Abrahamic covenant. God told Abraham, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. And through you, the whole earth shall be blessed. And your seed shall be blessed as well. It's a covenant of blessing, which means God himself is interested in us being blessed. You know, the first gospel we received is the gospel that didn't tell us what God has for us. All kind of gospels we have had earlier. But later, we started going into the Bible and we discovered that God has blessings for his people. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 to 14, you know, and all the scriptures, God has so much for his people. The earth is the Lord and fullness thereof. You know, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So talking about blessing, God is very willing to bless his people. Now, in King Solomon, God was showing the whole earth that, look, if you are talking about blessing, I bless my people, I can bless my people. God was making it clear. So we are not serving a God who has no concern about our welfare. No. Not the Jehovah Jireh. It's not Jehovah El Shaddai. Jehovah Jireh, the God that supplies all your needs. Then Jehovah El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. He has more than enough to give to everyone. He has more than enough. Then the scripture says, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. The silver and the gold, they belong to him. You know, so why will you think that God has nothing for his people? That's not true. Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. Hey, that means God, you know. So we understand this aspect of God. Somebody say, my God is a consuming fire. That's from Elijah. And the way he saw God, that was how God worked for him. Oh, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. That scripture is mentioned 5 times in the scriptures. God will be with you and relate with you according to your faith, how you believe him, how you see him. So Solomon saw God as a God of blessing. So when he was sowing that seed, 1,000 burnt offering into the kingdom, into the work of God, he knew what he was doing. He knew the blessing was going to come. Because when you sow, you are opening the gates of heaven. Ha! You are opening the windows of heaven for the blessings to start coming in. So Solomon sowed 1,000 burnt offering. Look at this. Look at it, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6. And then it's repeated in 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 10 to 15. Solomon sold 1,000 burnt offering. By today's standard, I will call it $1,000. Yes, by today's standard, I want to call it $1,000. You know, he sold that seed. And the Bible says the same night, God visited him. When God visited him, he parted wisdom and understanding unto King Solomon. And the Bible says that Solomon excelled. He prospered above all the kings of the earth, to the point where the kings and queens of other nations, they came to Solomon to ask for wisdom. They came to see what God was doing. Hey! May that be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ, may this be your story. May this be my story. The God that blesses his own. The God that rewards his own. The God that prospers his people. Hey, Haramasiah, something is happening already. Jesus, open that door, open that gate, open that palanquin. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth. Yes, we possess our possessions. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabaya, Yablo Godo Mokoso. Something is happening already. Hey, I see gates open. I see doors open in the realm of the spirit. And we, his people, are marching forth. We are possessing our possession. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Wherever the souls of our feet are trodden, God has given us. God has given us the land of promise. God has given us the seed of Abraham. God has given us all that he has for us. In the name of Jesus, we are not living in lack and want. He is Jehovah El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh. He has more than enough. In the name of Jesus, wisdom is the principal thing. Read through the scriptures. Anytime you read across the word wisdom, know that blessings are coming. The scriptures say wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Weapons of war will give you victory, but wisdom. When David met Goliath, David was not using power. The weapons Saul, King Saul gave David weapons to use. Eh? King Saul. He went and carried carnal weapons and gave to David to go and conquer Goliath. David said, no. These are carnal weapons. Eh? Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16. This King Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes too. He also wrote Ecclesiastes. Wisdom is better than the weapons of war. David did not use physical weapons to conquer Goliath. He used wisdom. What was the wisdom? He prayed. And God gave him the wisdom. Take five stones. Five stones. Put them in your pocket. Take only one. Five is the number for grace. Five is the number for grace. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. Five. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. At the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So when David picked five stones, it was prophetic. It was powerful because the number five is the number for grace. And he was going to conquer Goliath by the grace of God, by the wisdom and the knowledge that God has imparted to him. What was the wisdom? Pick a stone. What is that stone? That stone is not just a stone. In the book of Daniel, the Bible speaks about a stone that was caught without hand. That stone came and hit Nebuchadnezzar, hit the golden image and crumbled everything down. Every kingdom that God did not establish had crumbled. The stone that the builders rejected, the stone Ebenezer, Jesus is that stone. Jesus is the wisdom of God. David took a stone. Jesus is the stone, the rock of offense. If you fall on that rock, you are broken to pieces. If that rock falls from you, you are broken to pieces. So wisdom came into play. When David faced Goliath, David was not using strength. By strength shall no man prevail. He was not using power and all those things. He packed those equipment and gave them to King Saul. King Saul, I don't need weapons of war. I need the wisdom of God. Look at it. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16. He said, wisdom is better than weapons of war. So wisdom came into this. instead of taking weapons of war, he took a stone. And that stone was prophetic. Jesus is the stone. Jesus is the stone. Jesus is the Ebenezer. Jesus is the rock of offense. Ha! The stone that the builders rejected that became the head of the cross. Ha! Ha! That stone, Hayataba, something is happening tonight. Hey, some Goliaths are crumbling from people's lives. We are throwing the stone, and that stone is going forth to hit every head of Goliath, every power that stands against us. They are being knocked down by the power of the stone. Jesus is that stone. Jesus is that rock of offense. So David took the stone and he put it in the slingshot and he hauled the stone. And that stone went. The stone did not hit the hand of Goliath. The stone did not hit the leg of Goliath. The stone did not hit the helmet of Goliath. The Bible says that the stone went like a guided missile. Ha, Rakaba. Yam blo kondoyo. Like a guided missile. It hit the unprotected. Listen to that. The stone hit the unprotected forehead of Goliath. And pow! Down goes Goliath. Rakabaya. Ha, Rakaba. Hey! Every spiritual Goliath in your life tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we remove the stone of offense, the rock of offense, and go forth by the power of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And every power that stands against our lives and ministry, they are crumbling in the name of Jesus. There shall be no more. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rabba Kandoro Blokodoro. Ebre, ebre, de, ebre, de, ebre, de, ebre. The rock has got to hit the spirit of poverty, the spirit of sickness and disease, hardship, frustration, and failure. Every power exalted and served against the knowledge of God. The stone has struck them down. In the name of Jesus Christ. Harabasaya. Yeble Kendelia. Imblondo, 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 imblanda. Yes, somebody with a waist condition has just been healed. Somebody with a back pain has just been healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Someone with problems in the legs has just been healed. Yes, receive, 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 receive. Harabasaya. Ebre Kende. The power of God has been released right now in this broadcast. Every yoke has been destroyed. Harabasa. Every yoke has been destroyed because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Harabasa. During the First World War, they didn't have a lot of technology. In the olden days, they didn't have a lot of technology like we have today. So some of the jet bombers and jet fighters, they threw bombs. Some of those bombs didn't hit targets. But in this present day, we have advanced technology. So the missiles don't just miss targets. They don't miss targets. The missiles are guided missiles. The missiles are guided to hit certain locations. We now have guided missiles. God himself has guided missiles. When that stone was released, that stone was guided. It was a missile that was guided by God himself to hit Goliath's head. Hit his forehead, unprotected head. They say God is a man of war. Exodus 15 says, the Lord God Almighty is a man of war. Hey, Rebusa. Yandara Blagada. God goes to war on behalf of his people to knock down our enemies. Hey, Rebusaya. The Lord is a man of war. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. He goes to war. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Look at it. Look at it. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. You know, people go and carry weapons, and carry weapons. The scripture says, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. So they're pulling down all the strongholds. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold in your life, every stronghold in your family, every stronghold in your home, every stronghold that are intimidating us, every stronghold that are obstructing and disturbing our lives and ministry, disturbing our homes, our family, our children. We pull down those strongholds by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold must crumble to pieces right now. In the name that is above every other name, that are the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Ha-ra-ba-saya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Hey, there's one thing you need in life today. It should be wisdom. God, Jesus spoke to his disciples. Say, be wise as serpents. And harmless as doves. Jesus was telling his disciples, say, be wise. Wisdom, be wise as serpents. And as harmless as doves. So the serpent is very wise. Purple. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 to 3, you see the serpent coming from a subtle serpent. Came to deceive Adam and Eve. And made them to fall. No? They say, we are wiser than the serpent. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God makes us wiser than the serpent. We are wiser than the serpent. In the name of Jesus, God has given us wisdom, wiser than the serpent. Harabasa. Hey, they will say, by wisdom a house is built, and by wisdom a house is established. Proverbs chapter 24. Verse 3 to 4. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 4. By wisdom, a house is built. And by wisdom, it is established. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 4. You build a house by wisdom. Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem. No wonder he had to have wisdom. The symbol for wisdom is the lawyer's wig. See, when the lawyers put on their wig like this, it is the symbol of wisdom. Wisdom to make the right judgment. You know, Solomon, God gave him that wisdom, and almost immediately there was a test. What was the test? Two women came and said they both own one child. How can two women own one child? Two women came to the Solomon saying that both of them own the same one child. So there is the test. Solomon had to ask for wisdom to, you know, to handle the situation. The test for wisdom has come. Right in front of Solomon are two women saying that they both own one same child. It can't be like that. Two women cannot own the same child. No, there's nothing like that. So wisdom began to play in the mind of Solomon. Wisdom began to play. And he used wisdom to say, you know what? Get me my orderly. Get me my commander. I want you to put this child on the table. And I want this my commander to use their sword and cut this child into pieces. Give one piece to this woman and give the other pieces of this child to this other woman. So we're going to cut the child into two halves. One half belongs to the woman A. The other half of the child belongs to the woman B. So that's how we settle. So Solomon now said this. When he said, because wisdom was not play. He asked for wisdom. God has given him the wisdom and now he's applying it. So the man came with the knife. He was ready to divide the child into two halves. And one half is going to be to the woman A. Then the other half is going to be to the woman B. And all of a sudden, one of the women cried out. She said, no, no, don't kill my baby, don't kill my baby, don't cut the child into two halves. You don't have to. You don't have to cut this child into two halves. Leave this child alone, leave this child alone, she cried out. And the other woman was saying, come on, cut the child in two. Come on, cut the child in two halves. Let us take one half of the child and let me take the other half of the child. And everybody knew what has happened. The woman who said, don't divide the child into two, leave the child like that, is the real mother. There is no mother of a child who would say, use the knife and cut a child in two halves. One half good side, one half good side. There's no mother on planet Earth who will allow that. It's a wisdom has come. See, wisdom will promote you to exalt you. See, it will give you ornament, a crown. You know, so the wisdom of Solomon was so sharp to the point where he wrote so many proverbs and so many songs, and when the kings of the earth heard of him, they came to meet him and said, let us learn from you. And the Bible says, King Solomon excelled above all the kings of the earth. You know, there was no king like him, and there will not be any other king like that anymore. There's nothing like that. All because of one word, the wisdom of God that passes every human understanding. Ah! God is wonderful. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, when Luke goes through chapter 2, verse 52, he says, Jesus grew in wisdom, in knowledge, and in stature. Can you imagine? Jesus grew in wisdom, in knowledge, and in stature. St. Luke Gospel chapter 2, verse 52. Jesus grew in wisdom, in knowledge, and in stature. So our children should even grow in wisdom, in knowledge, and in stature. Our children should grow in wisdom. Not in foolishness, not in stupidity. No, they should grow in wisdom, in knowledge, and in stature. That's a good prayer. Oh, yeah, we need to pray for our children to grow in wisdom, in knowledge, and in stature. Then the prophet Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2 and 3, you see the child Samuel grew in wisdom and knowledge and in stature as well. The same with Jesus Christ. So our children should grow in wisdom, in stature. So wisdom. It's what we need right now. We need everyone hearing this word of God tonight. We need the wisdom of God for you to excel, for you to prosper, for you to proceed, for you to make it in life, for you to break through, for you to be able to make right decisions, for you to be able to do the right thing at the right time, to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. You need it. We are about to pray now, but I want to make an announcement. And I tell you, this is divine. God wants you to do this. Number one, we're going to ask for the wisdom. Yes, of course. We're going to ask. Is everyone, anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally. God is very willing to give. But I want us to do what King Solomon did. King Solomon sowed a seed that provoked God to move for him. And I want you to do that. Yes, God wants you to sow a very important sacrificial seed into this ministry. The Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry, Jesus Christ Global Mission, where we are preaching this word on air every week, reaching thousands and millions of people around the world, using this media to reach the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. God wants you to sow a very powerful seed like in Solomon did, a sacrificial seed. You got to do something very important. You got to give out something very, just like in Solomon, sow that seed. And he reaped a hundredfold return. Bible says the same night God visited King Solomon and blessed him and, you know, gave him supernatural divine wisdom impartation that made him to excel in every area of life. I want you to do that right now. Please believe his prophet and ye shall prosper. Yes, 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Say, believe in the Lord and thou shalt be established. Then he said, believe in his prophet and ye shall prosper. I want you to sow that seed into this ministry. Yes, Jesus Christ, you have our miracles radio and TV ministry where we are broadcasting these messages of God every week, reaching out to millions of people around the world through this media evangelism. We need financing to buy equipment, to buy things and equipment and airtime and so on forth. To keep this ministry going, we want you to support this ministry. Let it be a reasonable sacrificial fee, just like in Solomon did. If I were you, I would give $1,000. Oh, yes. You can give $1,000 to this ministry right now. Go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. Or use either the Cash App, use the Cash App or the Zelle, or use the PayPal, or go to our bank and drop that fee into the bank account of this ministry from where we run all these expenses. And God will reward you abundantly. He will bless you and impart that same wisdom he gave to King Solomon. He will impart it to your life, to your family, to your children. You will excel. You will be above and not be beneath. You shall be the head and not the tail. You must prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In the name of Jesus Christ, Harabasa, receive it. Hey, Rebosindarabababababa. Begin to key to this right now. Yes, begin to give to the work of God in this place right now. You have the Zelle, we have the Cash App, we have the PayPal. Go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. Go in there, make your donation. You know, let God just give you all that he has for you as he participates in this broadcast right now. Yes, we're going to ask, say, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock, it shall be given unto you. Yes, nothing is too small, nothing is too big, whatever you can do to keep this ministry going, do it right now. So that's it, let it be substantial. Yes, nothing is too small, nothing is too big. Solomon made a sacrificial offering, a 1,000 burnt offering. If I were you, I would give $1,000 for this ministry right now. And God will give me all that he has for me. Yes, yes. So go, begin to do it now. You have the Cash App, you have the Zelle, you have the PayPal. You can use any of those methods, and God will reward you in the name of Jesus. Our bank account is there. Participate. Make good use of this opportunity. Yes, let God begin to bless you right now in the name of Jesus Christ as you take part in this sixth faith, miracle sixth faith. Yes, in the name of Jesus. A lot of people have been giving before, and God is blessing them. You, it's your turn to give now. It's your turn to give to this ministry right now. Don't postpone it. Now, God wants you to give substantially to support the work of God in this ministry, to keep the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach the ends of the earth. God wants you to sow like in Solomon right now. Sow that seed. I will never regret a thing. Yes, go to the PayPal. PayPal is there. We got the there, and we got the PayPal is there. The Cash App, the bank account is there. Go there now. Throw your seed right now. Let God bless you and reward you and prosper you. May He rebuke all the devourers for your sake, and may He open the windows of heaven for you, blessing. That you not have enough space to keep. May He make you to prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive this impartation. God, I pray about many that you are using to help this ministry one way or the other. As many that are sowing their seed faith right now, giving to your work in this ministry, God continue to prosper them and bless them. Solve their problems, meet all their needs, fight their battles, give them victory. God, work in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Now, wherever you are in any part of the world hearing this message, I want you to put your right hand on your forehead. Put your right hand on your forehead and begin to ask for wisdom. Ask God to give you wisdom and understanding. Ask God to give you wisdom and understanding. Yes, wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Ask God to give you, he says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be given. Yes, begin to ask. Let me give it to you now. Put your right hand on your forehead. Put your right hand on your forehead. God, we are asking you to give us your supernatural divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding, and steady memory, and excellent spirit. God, give us your wisdom. Your wisdom that passes every human understanding. We receive your supernatural divine wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Yeah, we receive from the throne of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, for prayer and counseling, as many of you that want to call for prayer and counseling, it's area code 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9375. Or you can reach us through the email address you see on the screen, stevengilcrow@gmail.com. You can email us or call us on any of the phone numbers you see on our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. And we'll be there to speak with you and to pray with you and to counsel with you. God bless you. I want to thank every one of you for being a part of this project. The Lord reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow we're going to have another section again. And I know God is blessing you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Felita and I, we love you all. I will say God bless you all abundantly. We shall see you again tomorrow. Lord loves you and Jesus loves you too. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral, and let them receive their blessings as well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. Coming very soon.